Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We have been studying our Bible. We've been talking about no condemnation. We've been talking about understanding that. And literally, that's what our foundations are. We're supposed to have that in our foundation. Amen. So if we have a good foundation, we won't be shaken, right? Amen. So let's go ahead, and we are going to look at the vision. We're going to get started because I have a few things I want to talk about today. All right. Thank you all for being here. It's good to see you all. Boy, oh boy. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Boy, we need to be excited. Stay excited, don't we?
Yeah.
It's so important to be excited and have anticipation of what God is doing. Because He's up to some stuff.
Amen.
Some good things, right? All right, I'll tell you what. Let's look at the vision. All right. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And by this we know that we are of the truth. And shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. All right. I tell you what, this message today is probably the most important message I've ever given. So it's just that important. When you understand, see, here's the thing. This is why it's so important to get into a place and start to grow. Because if you stay, it talks about babes. In Hebrews chapter 5, it says babes. And the word babes is the word napios. And one of the meanings of the word napios is, in Greek, not able to talk. So babies will say anything. You know? So we're going to talk about that today. And they'll just, you know, they'll say things off the top of their head, you know, and they'll even say things to hurt you sometimes, right? So this is why we got to grow and mature. Because what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Man speaks of maturity. In other words, when you start to, that's a woman and a man. That's two different, but woman and a man. Two different, but that's a woman and a man. So you start to grow, right? And that's what takes place. And it's when you start to grow, you start to see, boy, this makes sense. I understand this. You just can't get enough of it when you're at. When you start to understand it, you can't stay away from it.
Yes.
You've got to have more of it.
More
and more of you, Lord. It's just how it is.
Yeah. Right.
And so, we're going to look at this today. Now, look what he says here. For if our heart, here's what it is. Your heart, it talks about in Jeremiah 17:9. It says the heart is deceitful above all things. It says it's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart. I test the mind to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. So our hearts have to be constantly monitored. Constantly. That's why he says in Proverbs 4, he says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse things far from you. You have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart. You have to watch over your own heart. Because really it talks about in Hebrews chapter 12, you are the bishop, the episkopos. That's what the word bishop means in Greek, episkopos. You are the bishop. You're the overseer of your own soul and your heart. You are. You're responsible. That's what that's saying. So you're responsible for what comes in your heart and what comes out of your heart. Did you catch that? What comes into your heart and what comes out of your heart. Not your spouse, not your children, not your Uncle John or dad or mother. You are responsible for what comes in and out of your own heart. And that's why when I got this revelation in 1 John, it just rocked my world, because here's what happens when you don't grow. You will actually condemn yourself. And you'll talk yourself out of the faith. You'll come up with reasons why you start to tell yourself, I can't do this. This is too much. And really, you can do it. Because, you know, you just need to get connected with some people. With some friends. That's why we're having baptisms after Easter, week after Easter. And then we got classes and things for people to get involved in, and groups to get connected in. You get into a group and get in, you're going to grow, and your life is going to unfold right in front of you.
Amen.
And you're going to start to taste why God created you.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. God has a purpose for you. Cars have been designed to navigate, to help us navigate, to get through from one place to another, right? They have a purpose. A crescent wrench is designed because it has a purpose, right? It's not to be used as a hammer, like I did when I was a kid. But you see, God designed you with a purpose. And you know what your purpose is? Your purpose is, whatever you came to Christ through, God's going to show you the problems you came through, the past. Maybe you were abandoned as a child. Maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you had sexual abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse. I understand forgiveness. I totally get forgiveness. I understand it. But here's the idea. When you don't understand those things, what happens is, they keep you stuck in life. And they will talk you out of, you think, well, since I went through that, I can't ever go through this. You start to deceive yourself. And unless you're in a place where the truth is constantly coming into you, and see, we're created to be interconnected. I've got something in me that you need, and you got something in you that I need.
That's right.
We're created that way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Dependent on it. We have an interdependence. We can't just do this on our own.
Right.
We need others. We need each other. So that's why we have to get connected somewhere and begin to grow and flourish, so we don't languish. And people languish when they're not flourishing. And so we don't want to languish. We want to flourish. Okay, well, languish means your soul is languishing. It's not happy. It's not growing. It's not flourishing. God wants your soul to be happy.
Amen.
When you're happy, you can help others become happy.
That's right.
You see that? When you're happy. Remember, the word makros is the Greek word for blessed. And he says, it's better to give, blessed, it's better to give than to receive. And you'll be blessed. It says that in Acts chapter 3. The word there, blessed, means happy. Happy in your soul. When you understand how good it is to give and serve others It makes you happy in your soul. Because it's not always consumed. You're not consumed with your deal all the time. Because you're too busy really helping other people and fulfilling God's will in life. All right. So, look what he says here. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And he knows all things. And knows all things. Now, give me, go back to the verse 19. He says, and by this we know that we are of the truth. Now, did you hear that? And by this, what he's getting ready to say here, we what? We know. We know. When you know, you know. Look at the person next to say, do you know?
Do you know?
Now look at the other person and say, I know. I know.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Jesus is
my Lord.
Amen. Now, you online, you can do that too. Look at the person in the lazy boy across the room. Just say, do you know? We got to have a little fun with it. So, because you want, you have a little bit of sugar, it helps the medicine go down. So now look, by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. This changed my life immensely while I was a pastor. I got this revelation. This word assure, it means to be confident. To be confident in a declaration. To be confident in a declaration in what you're declaring. You see that? With a view of removing all doubt. With a view of removing all doubt. So in other words, you have to be the one. This is your part of the walk with God. You're co-laboring with Jesus. You have a relationship with Jesus. You talk to him. You have to do this part. You have to speak over your own heart what God says about you. You see that? And that removes the condemnation. Did you catch that? Because I used to walk around thinking, I don't know if I can do this, years ago. And I would think that. It would just, you know, go through my head. But I knew I was called. When you're called, right?
Right.
Now, think about this. It says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So in other words, so no weapon. There's going to be a weapon formed against you. Did you catch that? There's a spiritual, in the spiritual realm, there's a weapon that is being formed against you. You see that? This is what he says. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Right.
In the name of Jesus.
It's not going to increase. It's not going to have any validity in your life. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn.
Amen.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Yes.
And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So now think about this. That word condemned in the Hebrew, it means to forfeit. To forfeit. You just keep serving. When you understand what I'm talking about, you can speak to your own heart and you can keep serving regardless of what people are saying about you.
Come on.
Regardless of what they're talking about in your family. Oh, he's going to church now. Oh, all he wants to do is go to church.
Amen.
Huh? Am I talking to anybody?
Yep.
And then they're going to make fun of you. Let them make fun.
Right.
I got me a revelation. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You know what happens? You just keep serving. You serve the Lord, and you'll God will show you the very people that were trying to tear you down. He'll show you some things in their life and say, didn't I tell you? Did you hear what I just said? What about Rahab? Remember Rahab in Joshua chapter 2? She was a prostitute. It says in James chapter 2, verse 25, that Rahab was justified by her works. She did what God said asked her to do and became justified. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? What's justified mean? All your sins have been exonerated, past, present, future. She was justified. Now look, in Matthew 1:5, it says, it's talking about the lineage, the generational lineage of Jesus. And Rahab is right in there. Amen. Oh, don't you love it?
Amen.
Huh? Don't you love it? Now, do you think anybody said anything about her? Do you think anybody ever said anything that wanted to say bad things about her? She kept serving the Lord.
Yes.
You see, God, the Bible says God watches over his word and he's ready to perform it. You see, that's what I'm trying to help you see. You keep serving and you keep watching, and God is going to show you something about your life. You're going to end up in another book, and you're going to end up, your name is going to be with people that you never dreamed of. Are you listening to me today? I said, are you listening to me today? This is the idea. You can't allow that to tear you down.
That's right.
Amen.
Because you'll tear yourself down.
Yeah.
It won't prosper. Because God is greater.
Amen.
Than your heart.
That's right.
And what's being put into your heart.
Amen.
Oh. I feel like I want to preach right now, but we're going to get some in here, but I want you to hold still a minute. Now let's keep looking at this. This is huge. So now, so he says he's greater than our heart. Assure your hearts. So how do you do that? You have to talk to yourself. Yeah, you got to look. It might look like you're a little schizo sometimes. Olivia said to me a couple times, who are you talking to? Because she knows there wasn't anybody else in the house. Oh, I said, well, I was just talking to the Lord. Oh, okay. I do that in the car. I did it this morning. I'm always talking to myself. It's healthy. Sometimes when you answer, you gotta maybe take a little breather. But now look, now this is important. Because you see, it's what you're saying about you is what really matters. All right, let's go to Matthew 10 or 12:34. Now, Jesus was giving us a speech out of Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he starts it out, brood of vipers, you bunch of snakes. That's what he's saying here.
Right.
How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. Give me. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Remember what I say it means to forfeit in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it means death sentence. So you don't want to. What happens is when you judge people, in Romans chapter 2, it says when you judge people, You're judging them for the very thing that you do. And it says, you're condemning yourself. And that word, you're bringing death to where God is trying to bring life in your life. God's trying to bring life into an area of your life. You see, when you go to the cross and your faithfulness, you're faithful and committed to God, and you go to the cross and you die to an area of your life, God is faithful to you. And He will bring a resurrection in your life, in that area of your life. Did you catch me?
Yeah.
He'll bring life to that and He'll raise it up. And you won't want to even fool with it anymore. You'll get rid of that area of your life. That's called He's redeemed. It's a prophetic redemptive uncovering. You see, He's redeeming that area of your life so He can use you. God wants to use you and He wants to use me. And you see, when we're not being used, we're not fulfilling His purpose, His will in our life. God wants to use you. That's why we exist. That's why we're here. So the word condemned in the Old Testament meant forfeit. It means in the New Testament Greek, it means death sentence. Now watch this. Give me Proverbs 18:21 real quick. Remember, I told you this is the most important message I've ever spoken. It's just, this is something when you get it, there's no way that you cannot change in a good way. Did I say it's easy? It's not easy because you got to be alert. You got to be aware. We're supposed to always be alert and always be aware. We're supposed to be sober-minded, right? Proverbs 18:21. Death, the word death means separation from God. Death and life are in the power of the, what? Tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Solomon is using an agriculture analogy here because fruit is planted with seeds. Remember Jeremiah 17? You'll eat the fruit of it. He said, your heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, or touch your heart. I test the mind to give everyone according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings.
Amen.
Comes out of your heart. Seeds produce fruit. They that love it will eat its fruit. Did you hear me? They that love it will eat its fruit. He's not saying our words create things in life. He's not saying our words create things in life. He is saying our words create things in us. So in other words, the words you're saying, it's actually planting fruit inside of you. The words you're saying is putting fruit inside of you. It's creating things in you. That's why you got to watch your self-dialogue. You got to watch what you're saying about yourself. Now listen, he is saying our words create things in us. It produces, your words produce your attitude and your actions. Doesn't matter what circumstances you're going through. Doesn't matter what you're going through in life. Some of us are going through things. We're all going through things.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Your words produce something in you. You see that? Now watch. And that is what is producing the fruit that you're living with. The word you're saying, you're producing the fruit that you're living with and you're eating. The word you're saying is producing the fruit that you're living with and you're eating. Stress. Stress is killing more people today. Unbelievable what stress is doing in people's lives today. You see that? Mental illness is one of the biggest problems in our world. Your words. What are you saying? What are you saying to you about you? Oh my gosh. The power of words is not just what it does out there. It's what it does in here.
Amen. That's right.
You see that?
Yep.
I'll I'll tell you what. Your words, every marriage that gets divorced started with words.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? Oh, it starts with words. When you understand your words, you can heal people. Proverbs says, a word fitly spoken can bring healing. It can heal others. That's why he says, don't speak any corruptible word. Now watch. Your words have power in you, what you're saying. We got to get this, folks. This is something. You see, that's why it's time to grow and mature. You see? Now, if you stay an infant, that means you're going to remain in ignorance, and ignorance represents darkness. And the enemy works in darkness. He will keep you confused and full of anxiety and worry for your entire life. You see that? But if you understand what I'm trying to tell you today and share with you today, it removes anxiety. It removes fear. It removes worry. Because you're saying words that God is saying. And when you start saying what he says over you and to you, you remove that deception out of your heart. You're no longer being deceived. You know, yesterday I was thick in it, studying, you know, had all my books around me in my chair and my bookshelf sitting there in front of me, and Donita calls me. Well, her and Olivia, you know, sometimes we'll go down to a place called Trader Joe's. We go down there and just pick up stuff because they got some things that other stores don't sell. So she went down there. You know, we like some organic stuff. I'm not saying we got all organic. I'm just saying we like to get some stuff there. And it's a good place to go. Yeah, it is. So anyways, they're there shopping, and her and Olivia. And she calls me, and she wants to know, do you want me to pick this up for you? I said, oh. And she says, what you doing? And, you know, I had been taking a break. And I said, I was just thinking about you. She says, well, what you thinking about? I said, do you all want to hear that too? Some of you are going, I'll leave that part out. But anyways, we were talking, and I said, I really appreciate you calling. And, you know, I had energy on the phone. Am I making sense? Like I'm talking to one of my kids, even greater energy. It's because it's a paradise. I'm not jiving you. And so she says, I don't want to get off the phone. I said, I don't either. Acting like a couple of school kids. Listen, this is real. And so Olivia, they're in the frozen foods aisle. Olivia says, give me that phone, I'll hang it up. I'd lost it. Lynn, I lost it. I heard her, give me that phone, I'll hang it up. We gotta get some shopping done here. But you see, words are good, and it creates health and wholeness and energy.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.